Okay, so let's just get some background here. So we have the Gemara. We're on Galam Aleph and Shabbos. Okay, it's the basic. We're basically in the middle of Tosis. It's V'chi Omrin Lo L'Adam. But the background, the necessary background of the Gemara is you have a case. You have an Issa D'Oraisa of baking on Shabbos. You have an Issa D'Rabbanan of peeling the bread off of the oven on Shabbos. What they used to do is they'd attach their bread to the oven. And what happened is they attach their bread to the oven, and peeling the bread off of the oven is Issa D'Rabbanan. Okay, so even if you put the bread in the oven before Shabbos, peeling it off is like the final step of the baking process. So it's not Minna Torah, you're not doing anything. But Issa D'Rabbanan, it's Aser. Okay, Issa D'Rabbanan, it's Aser. Okay. Now the question is, the Gemara's case is if a person on Shabbos, let's say by accident, the shogeg attaches the dough ball onto the oven. Okay? Shogeg, he attaches the dough ball onto the oven on Shabbos. Now, if you let things go under a normal course, what's going to happen is this dough ball is going to bake, and the person who put the bread on the oven is going to be, So, I mean, it's over Nisderaisa. Okay? It's shogeg, so whatever. But it's over Nisderaisa. Okay? Because it's baking. So the question is, so let's say another guy comes along and asks a shaila. He thinks, wait a second, I know what I'll do. I'll pull the thing off before the other guy violates Issa D'Oraisa. But the only problem is that him pulling it off is Issa D'Rabbanan, because you're not allowed to pull bread off of the oven. That's an Issa D'Rabbanan. It's a gzera. It's a shvas. So the question is, could the other guy do that? Could I pull the bread off of the oven and violate Issa D'Rabbanan to protect my friend and prevent my friend from violating Issa D'Oraisa? Okay? That's the Gemara's question. Or it entertains that possibility. But Rav Sheshes basically says, it's impossible. Forget about it. He says, we do not say, do we tell one person to do an Avera, even if it's a small Avera, in order to help his friend, prevent his friend, even if it's from a big Avera? You don't do that. You can't tell, one guy can't be an Avarian to help another guy, even though it's a small Avera versus a big Avera. You just don't do that. You can protect yourself. Maybe you yourself could pull it off, because you'd be doing a small Avera to prevent yourself from a big Avera. That's possible. That the Gemara discusses. But definitely, Rav Shesh is saying that's impossible. To say that one guy could violate a small Avera to prevent another guy from violating a big Avera, that's, forget about it, impossible. Okay? That's sort of Sheshes' point. And that's the premise upon which this Tosis is based. This Tosis, what we did so far and what we're going to keep doing, is Tosis bring Gemaras that seem to indicate the contrary, that seem to indicate that, no, you could do a small Avera to help another guy or avoid a big Avera. Okay? And that's what we saw last time about Meiser. But whatever. Now we have a new example. Okay? But that's basically the premise of the Gemara, is that it's impossible. One guy can never do an Avera in order to help another guy, even a small Avera, in order to help another guy avoid a bigger Avera. Okay, that's the premise of Sheshes, which Tosfos is going to take up on. So now we're up to the part of Tosfos. Again, this is Dama Fichi Omrim La. Okay, and Tosfos says like this. And it's, we're up to the part, V'hadetnan, V'hasholeach. Gittin is the last word in the line, and in parentheses. Gittin Mem Alphan Beis. V'hadetnan, V'hasholeach. Okay, what's that? So v'hadetnan b'hasholeach misha chetzio eved v'chetzio ben chorin kofen es rabo v'ose oso ben chorin. Okay, so basically, you have a guy who's chetzio eved v'chetzio ben chorin, and the case is it turns out he can't marry anyone. Okay, because whatever the details are, since he's not fully free, since he's partially an eved, he can't marry a regular woman, a Jewish woman, and since he's partially a ben chorin, he can't marry a shifcha. Okay, so he's stuck. He's stuck, basically. He can't do peruvo. He's stuck. He can't marry anybody. So now what do you do? It's a situation where he's stuck. And he can't do peruvo. So the halacha is, so kofen es rav avoso so ben chorin. Okay, you force the guy, the rav, the master, to free him, to make him free. And this way, he's going to be able to do the mitzvah peruvo. Okay? So the problem is, v'afikav de v'hai pirka, amar Rav Yehuda, kalam ashrachar avdo over ba'asei, to olam b'hem tavodu. Ba'asei says, le'olam b'hem tavodu, that he has to serve you forever, till yovel. So if a person frees his avid, istam, he's over on asei. Okay, so he's over on asei. So the saying is, But the Gemara says, the Mishnah says that I should be over on the Aseh offering my Eved in order to enable my Eved to be Yotze the Mitzvah Peruvo. So isn't this the same thing? And there's no difference if it's an Aseh or a Los Aseh. The point is, I'm doing an Avera, I'm being Mevatel this Aseh of Lola Mem Tavodu, in order to assist or to help my, to prevent my friend from being Mevatel the Aseh, bigger Aseh, I guess, of Peruvo. But isn't that what Rav Sheshet is saying you can't do? What's the difference between Rav Sheshet saying? You can't do a small Avera in order to help you or prevent your friends from a big Avera. So here's the same thing. It's Avera to free your Eved. It's Avera to not to Peruvu. So the thing is, you are allowed to free your Eved, which is Nisar Asai, or Yover Basai, and you're allowed to do it in order to allow your Eved to do Peruvu. So isn't this directly contradictory to Rav Sheshet's tacit assumption that such things are impossible? That's Tosas Kasha. So what is the answer? He says, Shani Peruvigurvya. The mitzvah rabbi. Okay, Peruvu is different. That's a really big mitzvah. Very big. And when it comes to a very big mitzvah, so then all bets are off. Okay? And Rav Sheshes, whatever, I guess Shabbos wasn't that big, I guess. But, okay? And he says he proves it. Because he said, "Can the Mishani Hassan Rebbe Elazar, okay, she nichnas lebeis hamedrash, v'lomat shama sara." So he went to shul, and there are only 9 guys, and this one eved. So v'shicher is avdol hashlima la sara, and he freed his eved in order to get a minion. Okay, mitzai, so same problem, right? Because basically you are violating an asay in order for. To create a minion, to give everyone the game of T-Boy, of minion.
That's for him.
It's for him?
Yeah.
Okay, you could say that, but Tosas isn't saying that. This is, why Misham Mitzvah Durabim Shiny? Because the Mitzvah Durabim.
We're not making
comparison
between
Durabim. Peruvu, and yeah, I mean, this is funny. It sounds like you have this rule that you can't violate your you know, you can't do an Isser, a small Isser for another guy's big Isser. But there's 2 exceptions, it seems he's saying. So there's a big mitzvah, a really big mitzvah, like Peruvu, then you could. And if it's a mitzvah derived, then you could. And that seems to be his answers. And the question, I mean, these rules, once you start having all these rules, it becomes, the principle starts becoming a little weak. I mean, you have to explain what's the sense of these exceptions. And I guess that's Aaron's question, is they're not the same exception. I mean, what's he proving from there? That... He's just first saying Peruvu is a big mitzvah. So you think he's going to somehow show you how Peruvu is a big mitzvah, but then he doesn't do that. Then he just shows you that minion, Mitzvah D'Rabim Shiny.
It seems like...
I mean, it's Peruvu Mitzvah D'Rabim? Doesn't seem so. So what's the comparison here? It's a good question. I mean, Shabbos, what's a greater mitzvah than Shabbos? Shabbos, Shekul, Kinegan, Kaltukul, Kol Mitzvah. So anyway, it's like, Chal Shabbos, Ovedo, Zara. I mean, it's pretty serious. I mean, he's saying Peruvu is Mitzvah Rabba. Especially for the Rabbanon, right? Especially for the Rabbanon. No, so Chaim says, this is true, it's a minion case. It's not like an Isser. It's not an Isser to daven without a minion. It's a chiv, it's a mitzvah to daven with a minion. But you don't have a minion. So, I mean, it's not pshat that he's doing it to prevent an Isser. So it's a little bit, it's interesting. I mean, it's just interesting that even that works. I mean,
it's... The guy should free his slave to enable him to do Peruvu.
Right. Well, no, because if he's a slave, he could do Peruvu. He can still do Peruvu. Do Peruvu with Amma. You know, it's here. So that's his first answer, okay? So his first answer is that you can't compare this case of freeing your Eved because it's a Mitzvah Rabba. Okay? Because Peruvu is a Mitzvah Rabba. Okay? There's another answer. Yodiya Shlomar. The Dafka Hecha de Pasha. Ka Amar. The Chi Omer Lol Adam Chata. Okay, what's the answer? Right, so he's saying is that really the premise is wrong. Really, you could violate a small Isser to help your friend from a big Isser. Really, that's a misunderstanding of Rav Sheshes. That's not what Rav Sheshes meant. Of course, that's, look, you have a small Avera, the other guy's a big Avera. Certainly, you could do a small Isser to help another guy do a big Isser. And that's why you could free your Aved and be over in a small Isser of Lahol Mem Tavodu in order to help him do a Peruvu. That's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. It's big versus small. What's Rosh Hashanah just talking about in our Gemara? No, our Gemara is talking about a unique case because this guy was Poshaya. He put the bread in the oven on Shabbos. Guy, he got himself into this situation. It was a show gig. I mean, he put himself in a situation where he's going to violate Nisa Deoraisa if no one comes along and helps him out somehow. So whether that kind of, in that case, then you don't say that you could violate a Nisa to protect that guy. He's a Poshaya. Hey, Poshaya, you don't say it by Poshaya. You don't say it by Poshaya. Why not? As we explained. Why not? I mean, whatever. Bottom line is, he's going to violate a big Nisar. And I'm going to buy the small lesser. So what happens? So he's Poshaya. Okay, fine. Is there no halacha that I have to help him if he's Poshaya? Like, let's say, for instance, it wasn't going to involve an Issur Deraisa, an Issur Derban on my part. Then would I have to help him?
Yeah.
Seems so. Doesn't seem to be. It's because Rav Sheshes' thing is, do you tell me to be a chote to help that guy? So it's not just saying, because since he's a Poshaya, we don't care about him anymore. Sure, he's Poshaya, but look, you still have to help him. Oh, but now that he's a Poshaya, I'm only going to help him if it doesn't involve anything bad for me. If he were in Poshaya, then I'd have to even do a small Avera to help him. But once he's a Poshaya, then all of a sudden I still have to help him, but not at the expense of my Avera. Like, what's the formula there? Like, how does that happen? It has to be explained, the whole system here. You know, and also, what else has to be explained here? What else do we have to explain here? I mean, that's the main thing. As opposed to the case of the Chazir HaChazir Ben Chora, and he's saying there's no Poshaya there, I mean, he just happened to become a Chazir HaChazir Ben Chora, it's not his fault. So that's, he's not a Poshaya. So then you can free him. You can free him. I mean, what's the major difference between the two answers?
It's the same in this answer.
Exactly. You have a big machlokas here. Tosfos is a big zafik. These two answers are a huge difference between the two. Because the question is, it's a straight question. Could I violate a small lesser for my friend to prevent my friend from violating a big lesser? According to the first answer, no. You can't do it, unless you have Mitzvah. But essentially, no. According to the second answer, yes. Unless Pshia. But the given, the standard case, I mean, they're arguing a big machlokas about just a standard case. Could one person violate a small lesser to protect his friend from violating a big lesser? Assuming there's no Pshia, assuming it's not a Mitzvah, which is regular small lesser, big lesser. Okay, so I mean that's a big machloka. So the question is, what's the svar here? What's the svar? Whether you say one way or the other way, it's a big question. I mean, the two answers are assuming one stance on that issue, and that's kind of the more basic question involved here. Is like, what's your baseline halacha? Is your baseline halacha that you could violate a small lesser for your friend, and then you have to, that's the second answer is holding, and now you have to explain why pshia is different. Or is the premise that you can't violate a small lesser for your friend, and then you have to explain why when it's a big lesser, a mitzvah rabba, then that's different. You know what I mean? So in a certain sense, this is like a more basic question. Because again, the two answers in Tosfos is presuming a stance about the underlying question, the basic question about, in general, assuming normal cases, could you violate a small lesser in order to help your friend in order to prevent your friend from violating a big SR. So I think it would be a good idea to try to like leave our questions for to the side for a little bit, and let's just try to take that question. Because that's a machlokas, and again, each answer is being mechalik within their presumption about that more basic question. You know what I mean? So I think we should explain the logic to say either way within that more basic question. But my point is that if the other questions are making a chiluk why the case of Pruvu is different from the normal principle. You know what I mean? The normal principle is you can't violate to help your friend. But Pruvu is a big mitzvah and therefore it's different. But you have to first explain why you can't violate a smaller mitzvah. Then you can say why big mitzvahs are an exception. So if you don't understand the basic halacha, you're not going to be able to explain the answer. Similarly, in the Pshia case, you want to say, really, I could violate. But when he's Poshaya, then I can't. So if you don't understand why the baseline halacha, then I'm not going to be able to understand Pshia. So, I mean, it's true, we have to go with what we have here. So we got what we had from last time, is that, I mean, you have to ask one question, first of all, is what's forcing me to help my friend now? Right? I mean, what's the force here? Because the question is am I allowed to help my friend out in order and violate an Esser? So, why should I be helping my friend now? So is that just not because I want to be a nice guy? So that we said down last time is that that's a halachic principle, Klal Yisrael Rebbe Zelazar, which is that halachically, a person is obligated, not only obligated to their own Shemiras HaMitzvos, but in a secondary manner is like an Arev. An Arev is like a cosigner, like on a loan. If the guy who's the primary signer, I guess, the funny guy who owes the money, the Balchov, and then the co-signer, who's the guarantor. So in a certain sense, you have a secondary responsibility on everybody else to help them in the Shemitah Mitzvah. So like we said, for instance, in the story of Achan, there's Klal Yisrael was punished because one guy's a Vera, because Klal Yisrael is a Mechuyav, Zel Zel, we're an Am, and there's an Arvus, the relationship between all the people in Klal Yisrael. So like I know I mentioned, for instance, it could be motzi someone in a bracha, even though you're already yotzei, because you have a certain responsibility, you have a certain type of a chiyuv to help another guy and be yotzei their chiyuv and prevent that from misura. So there is a responsibility. It's not just tam chasad. I mean, chasad wouldn't be matir to violate neser, but there's actually a chiyuv. If a guy is going to violate eser Shabbos, so I have to help him. I have to stop him. I have to prevent him. But now the question is that at my own expense, Minister Kal? Right? That's basically what it comes to. Like, could I do an Isser Kal in order to do that? Right? In order to help the other guy in Isser Kal more. The basic question, let's say you have a decision to make. Either I'm going to violate Nisr or my friend's going to violate Nisr. Even Isurim. What do I do? So now then the answer is Chayach LeKodmeh. I mean, that's Chayach LeKodmeh is by food or by saving your life. But I mean, that's the principle, is that each person is primarily obligated to himself. And that's the way the world works. Everybody watches out for themselves first, and then you help out the other guy. So if you have a clash between you and your friend, and they're even, the whole question here is because Chomor and Kal, right? It's that for you it's going to be a small Isser, and for your friends it's going to be a big Isser. But if it would just be Stam, even handed Isurim, you can't do one Isser to prevent, you know, to prevent your friends from violating the same Isser. I mean, that's, it seems to be if you have a face-off, that's the way it's going to have to go. I mean, it could be you'd say my chazis. I'm not sure if it would be. It depends. Like, could be you'd say if the situation would be that, like, I'm going to do an isser, like, I don't know if I'd be able to force my friend to get myself off the hook. I mean, it would seem to be, it's like, they're even. At the very least, you'd say it's like they're even. Like, you can't decide, maybe. Maybe you'd say you can't decide. Right? But you're not going to say that I just have to drop everything and, you're not going to say you have to drop everything, just only care about my friend. I mean, you have yourself also. I mean, I would think that you have yourself first. I mean, that's the idea of the Arvos, is that it's like a secondary. You're secondary at that time. So the difference, though, the question now is factually, is let's assume that I have an Isser Kal, and my friend, could I do an Isser Kal to prevent my friend from doing an Isser Chomer? Okay, and as if they're even-handed, so I definitely can't violate to protect my friend. Right. But could I violate Nisr Kal to prevent my friend from Nisr Chamor? So according to the first answer, I cannot. Okay, I also cannot.
Wasn't that the answer to Mitzvah Rabbah?
Mm-hmm. Oh, only because Mitzvah Rabbah I could. But in general, I cannot. So according to the first answer, again, if it's according to the first answer, even if it's an Isser Chamor, you say basically, I can never do an Isser Chamor, an Isser Kal. So even if it's an Isser Kal, I can't do an Isser Kal to protect my friend. According to the second answer, no, I could. It's true if they're even-handed, you can't put yourself ahead. But if the other guy is an Isser Chamor, then I could do an Isser Kal in order to protect my friend from an Isser Chamor. So the question is, what's that question? Yeah, okay, so maybe the thing is like this, is that how does it work? How does this work where you have primary chiv and a secondary chiv? You have your chiv and then you have arvos. So is it pshat that essentially you have two chivim? You have a chiv to yourself and you have a chiv to your friend. And like, so to speak, essentially they're equal chivim. I'm chayiv in both. I'm chayiv to protect my shmiras and mitzvos, and I'm chayiv to be an arev for someone else. The only thing is, if there's a tiebreaker, so the tiebreaker will go to you. Okay, because you have to have a tiebreaker, and I guess as a system, it's just like you see my Shmiras Nefesh also goes there, Chayecha Kodnan. Sometimes that's a tiebreaker. But essentially, they're two, so to speak, even Chiyuvim. Even as Chayevus to myself and to other people. Okay, that's one way of looking at it. Okay? Another way of saying is no. Is that you really, there's you. Essentially, and I guess this is more like the way Tzvi was saying, is that really, essentially, you have to protect, you have your own Shmiras Mitzvahs. Okay, now after you're done with your own Shmiras Mitzvahs, so to speak, after you're done with that, then you have to worry about your friend. It's like, I don't mean after, like in time, but conceptually, it's like, it's a secondary type of a chiv, okay? Essentially, you're obligated to yourself, okay? This is but then after you've got secured your own tzedakah, so to speak, then you have to watch out. Not only do you have to watch out about that, but now you also have to watch out for your friend. Again, the first way is that, no, really you have two equal chiyuvim. You have a chiyuv to your friend and a chiyuv to yourself. Okay, two equal chiyuvim. Now, there has to be a tiebreaker, I guess, if there's some sort of a face-off, it's an exact, you know, tie, so now you're going to have to make a decision. But so the decision is to you, but it's not because it's like you're... Intrinsically, there's a primacy. Intrinsically, they're even chiyuvim, but there's a tiebreaker. But the other way is, no, really, I have a chiyuv to myself primarily, and it's just after I'm done with myself, there's a totally secondary type of a thing that I have to watch out for someone else. Okay? Right. And that's the one generally that we usually think of, I think, as the second way. Maybe it depends who you are, but I usually think is I'm going to watch out for myself, and then, yeah, after I weigh myself, I'll look at the other guy. But, I mean, that's what I'm saying is the hakira. Is that the way it goes, or we say, no, you really are chayav to watch out for yourself and for other guys. They're equal, essentially. And in the tiebreaker, it will go to you. I mean, I would think, but essentially they're equal. Okay, so what's the difference? So the difference is this case. Is let's assume you have an Isser Chamor, Isser Kal for you, and Isser Chamor for your friend. Right? You have an Isser Kal for you and an Isser Chamor for your friend. So if you say that essentially we're equal, then what's going to happen? Then what?
You do it.
Because then you're going to say Isser Chamor wins out over Isser Kal. Right? And I have to make sure I have, me and him are essentially equal. So now I have to decide Isser Chamor versus Isser Kal. So then, of course, I'm going to have to go with the Isser Chamor. I'm going to protect him and prevent the Isser Chamor. I can't worry about my Isser Kal because he's going to have an Isser Chamor. So I have to go for Chamor is worse than Kal. Right? But if you say that really, essentially, I'm chayv to myself, and after I worry about myself, then I go to the other guy. So then what are you going to say here? Can't do it. Because then you have to worry about yourself. So now you have an Isser Kal here. Now you know why this Isser. So that's what it says. That's what the simple way. You got to worry about yourself. Now you can't be an avarion to help the other guy after you're a tzaddik. Now you can worry about the other guy. But what you can't do an isser to help the other guy. The other guy worries about the other guy. I worry about me. So if it's not going to be at any of my expense, so to speak, if I'm not going to do anything wrong, then I could help the other guy. But to say that I'm gonna The second answer holds, no, really, you do. And in theory, really, we're equal. Essentially, we're equal. So therefore, if you have me, Kyle, and him, Chamor, so I got to protect him, not me. You know, so what I'm saying is first and second, I'm talking descriptively. When I say you have to worry yourself first, and then the other guy second, that's why I said so to speak. I'm talking descriptively. I don't mean first and second in time, because what I'm saying is, there's no such thing. I mean, you have to in both of them at every time.
Well, I'm not talking about time.
I'm saying there's a difference because there's an idea, a conceptual idea of a primary chiyuv and a secondary chiyuv. Which means that there's a my primary chiyuv is to myself. And that's essentially what my chiyuv is in Torah, is I have to make sure that I keep the mitzvos. But now that I have as a secondary responsibility placed upon me is to watch out for the other guy. But you never place a secondary responsibility ahead of a primary responsibility. It would be like if you have two jobs, you know, you have your main job and then there's something to do on the side. So whenever there's a conflict of the main job, that takes precedence. Even if it's a small thing for the main job, but that's your main job, that's your primary responsibility. Now it's secondary means that it has to take second place to the primary thing, even if it's a small thing for the primary thing, but that's the very nature of secondary. Conceptually, it's secondary. It's a secondary kind of a chiyuv, and it makes sense. It means that every Kal Yisrael is mitzvah, essentially a mitzvah to what? To keep the mitzvah, see you. But there's like a secondary thing. Look, we're part of Kal Yisrael, and given that you're a part of Kal Yisrael, and there's other people in Kal Yisrael, there's a bris that we have to also watch out for someone else. But that's not on par with my essential chiyuv of Shmiras Mitzvahs. That's a secondary chiyuv. Or do you say, no, it is. It's essentially, there's no such thing as primary secondary. There's just every. There's just Shmiras Mitzvahs. So go Kal Yisrael. And there's this tiebreaker may go to you, but essentially you have to make sure everyone in Klai Yisrael is keeping the mitzvahs. You, other people, essentially it's the same. I'm not explaining why the Torah is set up one way or another way. I mean, I don't know that. I'm not venturing to say. I'm just saying is that they're both legitimate constructs. There's definitely Allah of Arvos. There's definitely mechayev me to help the other guy and to help the Shiva's mitzvahs. And I would say also that there is, in a certain sense, a primacy of you to that guy. But is what's the halachli, how's it set up? Is it set up as two equal chiyuvim with tiebreaker, or is it set up as a primary and a secondary? Just because I'm saying is that there's a sense to saying you're primary or secondary, it doesn't have to be that way. I mean, you could say the Torah set up is, look, we're all Tzelem Elokims. I mean, you could, like, in a certain philosophical sense, you say, well, what's the difference between me and another guy? After all, we're just people, so really, you could say, look, everyone's the same, so I'm chayav to everybody, so, you know. I mean, there's certain, like, if you want to get more philosophical about it, I mean, that's really the way the person should think about it. But in a pragmatic type of a sense, in a pragmatic sense, you could see a system, I mean, a little further, I mean, it's like a halachic, I'm just trying to give more, like, to make it a little more plausible, is that, and from the ultimate philosophical sense, you say, what's the difference between me and another guy? Why, should I really be more concerned about me than another guy? But the bottom line is, that, so that's one argument, so look, they're equal. I mean, we're all Klai, so we're all Tzelem Elokim, what's the difference? So it should be all equal. But on the other hand, there is a pragmatically, as a system, psychologically, every person does care about himself more, and in the system, to have a system which will work out, is a good sense in a system that if every person watches out for himself, and everyone essentially will keep the mitzvahs. And then you have a secondary responsibility to watch out for others. You know, you have this in staka. For instance, in staka, yeah, the halacha. Is that aniyah of your mishpacha come before aniyah of someone else? Aniyah yercha come before other aniyah. It doesn't mean that aniyah of my city are any better than other aniyah. It's just, it's a pragmatic system that all the aniyah in the world will be taken care of if each person watches out for their family. And after that's taken care of, then you watch out for your year. And that's just, there's a good system. So the question is how the Torah set up the system of arvos. That's what it comes down to. So either way, it could have been a good construct. Which one did it choose? Okay, so let's go back to the first answer. Okay, let's see what, maybe we'll try to answer for the first answer, and I'll leave the second one for tomorrow. But so now he's saying, so now you have Akasha. So the first answer holds that essentially there's you and that you're primary. You're primary and the other guy's secondary. And therefore, let's take Rosh Hashanah at face value. So you can't, I have to worry about myself first, primarily. And I can't do an Aveira in order to protect my friend, because my friend's secondary. Okay? And therefore, I can't do an Nesedar Abanan to prevent my friend from Nesedar Raisa, because you have a primary responsibility to yourself. So therefore, the question is, how could I free my Aved in order to let him do Peruvu? How could I do an Nesedar Raisa in order to help him do an Hasek? So the answer is, Mitzvah Rabba, Shiny. And similarly, I can free him from Mitzvah Rabbin by Minyan. So what's he saying? Very good. So maybe just to pull it together, that is the idea. The idea is that when you're talking about here, we have the mitzvah, my mitzvah versus your mitzvah. Okay, and the question is, that's our case, right? Me versus you. So me versus you, we're saying is that you're primary, I'm primary, and then you're secondary. So I go above you. But that's by mitzvahs, which are, so to speak, personal mitzvahs. Okay, then you deal with me versus you. But there are mitzvahs which are like a kiyum and klal yisrael. Okay, but there are mitzvahs which are not just personal mitzvahs. Like, the mitzvah of Puruvu essentially is building Klal Yisrael. It's not halacha, but you're creating Klal Yisrael. Okay, it is building the world, or specifically building Klal Yisrael, because the Adam Rishon is building the world. But essentially, that's the mitzvah, is that Klal Yisrael exists because of Puruvu. That's the mitzvah of being Ma'amid Klal Yisrael. It's not just like a person, I mean, it's true, it's a chliyav on me, but the mitzvah is essentially a mitzvah in building Klal Yisrael. And the minyan is a mitzvah of Klal Yisrael. Right? It's a mitzvah of the Klal, it's the tefillah of the tzibur. So what it's saying is that when you're dealing with this, a face-off between me versus you, then you say, yeah, I went out. But when the mitzvah is my mitzvah versus a mitzvah of the klal, I mean, it's true, through you happen to be the vehicle of doing it, but it's a mitzvah which is really a kim and klal yisrael, so then that's going to win out. Then you don't say that I'm primary, because there's that mitzvah embodies klal yisrael. So it's true, when we deal with yechidim and klal yisrael, you say that there's me before you. But that's what he's saying. Mitzvah the Rabbim by Tzibor is me versus the Tzibor. So that's a mitzvah the Rabbim. But I think he's saying is in Puruvu, it's not a mitzvah of the Rabbim in the same sense of the Tzibor. In Minyan, it's actually a mitzvah of the Rabbim. But I think his comparison is because in Puruvu, the Kiyam is a Kiyam in Klal Yisrael. It's not in Maisa, it's not a Maisa of Klal Yisrael because it's just one guy having kids. But it's the Kiyam is a Kiyam in building Klal Yisrael, in Klal Yisrael. So that's, it's a Kiyam in the Klal. The thing is, when it comes to that kind of that's what mitzvah rabba means. It's greater than just, it's not just quantitative, it's big. I mean, how big and big and big and bigger. But it means the mitzvah is a kiyum in the klal. That's what it means. It's in quality, it's a bigger mitzvah. It transcends the yachid. So it means it's greater in the very quality of the mitzvah. You know, and it could be called Yishabis, it's not that way. Essentially, I mean, It's a good question. I mean, everything is kemah l'kol, but Shabbos essentially is, I mean, I don't know. I'm saying this. I don't really know, but I'm saying on the surface you could argue Shabbos is essentially a mitzvah of yichidim. It's true that all kai shall give me Shabbos is the objective. But essentially it's a mitzvah of every person has to give Shabbos. I mean, like the Avos, give Shabbos. It's not essentially an idea of the tzibur. But you can question it. Well, so, Pasuk is good, thank you. So, Vayishlach, Bereshis, Lamed, He, Yud, Aleph. Lamer, Lokim, Anikel, Shakai, Prayer, Vray, Goy, Yukal, Goyim, Yami, Mekko, Malach, Mechal, Tzach, Yitzayim. So, the mitzvah is, I mean, this Peruvu, this is the Tzivoy to Yaakov Avinu. That's why, I also have a shot there, but there's a Tzivoy to Noach, and that was a Tzivoy of, it was Adam and then to Noach. But the mitzvah there was for Kima Olam, that was building the world. But then there was a separate tzibur for Yaakov Avinu because there's a peruvu for Klai, so it's a different mitzvah. There's all sugyas about if a guy has kids when he's a guy and then he converts. So, I mean, that's what the sugyas involve, like the two realms of peruvu, of building Kima Olam and then Kima Klai Yisrael. But the mitzvah is either building the world or building Klai Yisrael. That's the mitzvah. So Chaim, you want to say it's essentially a mitzvah on the klal, which spreads this klal on every individual as an element of the klal. That's interesting. Yeah, maybe. I mean, I guess it's a good question. Maybe that's true. I don't know if you have to say that, but it's interesting. Maybe that is true. Maybe it's true. That would make it easier. But simplest way to go. I mean, it's possible Chaim is saying it's true. I'm not sure. You have to do some proof. I don't have to go that far to what I'm saying. I'm saying mitzvah is to be mind with the klal. That's the mitzvah peruvu. It's the goy v'kal goy v'mekka. That's the mitzvah. It's not to have via. It's not to have a child. It's goy v'kal goy v'mekka. Pray v'vei. It's to be fruitful and multiply. I'm just having a kid, but that's what you're doing. You're building Klal Yisrael. So the mitzvah is a mitzvah of the tzibur. It's not just a personal mitzvah. So the mitzvah, the halacha of you before your friend is when they're personal mitzvahs. But when you involve a mitzvah which involves the kibbutz of Klal Yisrael, that's definitely going to have a priority. And that's what I'm saying, Mr. Rabban. That's why it's good, the v'chein. You know, the comparison is very good. Because by minyan, it's clearly a mitzvah of the Rabban. Here, the kibbutz is a kibbutz of the Rabban. So it's a very good comparison. Okay, so I like to do tomorrow is the other thing, the Pashia, right? We didn't answer that question, so now we have to go back to the other Shita. The other Shita again holds that really there's no primacy. There's no primacy. Essentially, chayv to everybody, you and yourself. And therefore, you have a right to violate a mitzvah to protect your friend. Okay, to violate an avera to protect your friend from a chamor. But as long as he's not a poshaya. Once he's a poshaya, then no longer. You still chayv to him if it didn't involve an avera to you. But once he's a poshaya, then you don't say it. So, of course, why? Well, how does that work? What's the sense to that? And then after that, I want to do. We'll start the next dosis. Kodesh Shiva de Shaskila. Kodesh Shiva de Shaskila. That dosis. Okay. Fine. That's what Shai is saying. It's not do. That's why the Rabban Darash doesn't matter. It's not saying because Peruvu is a bigger mitzvah, because it's bigger. But is that bigger, more bigger than freeing your Eved, then the Raisa of Shabbos is over the Darabanan of Shabbos? I mean, the Raisa of Darabanan got to be a bigger difference, but it's not bigger in quality, because it's the quality of Klal Yisrael. But in quality, Shabbos, the Raisa and Darabanan of Shabbos are the same ballpark. They're in the same framework. It's true, one's Chai, one's Raisa, one's Darabanan, but essentially it's me versus him, and I'm primarily responsible to myself. So that's why it's not a kasha from... I mean, even if you say Shabbos is that's a better answer, actually. Even if you want to say Shabbos is a Kiyum Tzibur. But they're both, on both sides, it's Shabbos. So it's, for me and for him, it's the same thing. It's the same Shabbos. I mean, it's the same Shabbos. So you can't say that I have to help him because his is Shabbos and that's Tzibur. Yeah, but for me it's also Shabbos. So it's going to ask a question of Darban Daraisa, which is Kalan Chamor. But I have a Chiyut to myself primarily. So that can't be you can only bring that in if one of the mitzvahs is a Kiyum Klaish and another one isn't. So I guess the whole little freeing you have, I guess, the thing is a private mitzvah. But peruvu or a minion is a kiyum of the klal. And that's a better answer. You don't have to say Shabbos isn't a kiyum of the klal. Because I don't really know. I was just saying you could say that. But I mean, you know, this way it's simpler. It doesn't matter. Because there's Shabbos. They're both Shabbos. There's no one of Shabbos. So, but it doesn't make sense to be machri based on that.